We need all the help we can get by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Melody Cedarstrom, who helps to support Radio Liberty. And, of course, she's with Discount Gold and Silver. And she basically will be with us talking about what's going on financially in America and throughout the world. But as we look at what's happening economically, the economy of Europe is certainly faltering. Even in Germany, which has been the powerhouse of Europe, why they're having economic problems. Certainly, there's no real way that Italy or Greece are ever going to be able to pay off the debts that they have. Spain, Portugal, they're all certainly, because of their socialist programs, they cannot afford what they're doing. Here in America, of course, we can afford what we're doing because we borrow. We borrow 46 cents out of every dollar the Treasury spends. We borrow 46 cents out of every dollar. Where do we get the money? Why? Of course, a few countries in the world are still buying Treasury bills. Some pension funds are buying Treasury bills, even though they're not paying very much. But the vast majority of the Treasury bills, 60, 70% of them or more, are actually bought up by the Federal Reserve System, either directly or by lending money to other countries to buy it up. Because, certainly, if the Treasury didn't have the money, they couldn't put it out. And the Federal Reserve is just creating this money out of nothing to buy up our own debt. It's sort of like pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. It doesn't work too well, or at least doesn't work very well for a long period of time. Melody Cedarstrom, thanks very much for being with us. Melody, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get your take on what's going on in the world today and what people should be doing.
Well, the second part of that question is easy. People should be buying gold and silver. But, I mean, the whole world is in a turmoil, and it's just really interesting to see things unfold. And things aren't getting better. They're only going to continue to get worse. There's discussions of Italy leaving the Eurozone. Of course, we heard this about Greece for how many years now that they were going to leave. But I think Italy's a little bit different. I think they could make it on their own. And I remember speaking to some people from Italy when they first went into the Euro, and the people really hated it. Everything started to cost so much because the euro was so expensive. So their everyday, you know, needs, you know, significantly increased. So it really made a hardship for the people. People really did not want to be in there. So the possibility that they could pull out, at least the discussion anyway. But again, you know, it's a discussion. Will it happen? Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. A lot of people have predicted that the euro would actually default, it would go down, but we haven't seen that. In fact, we're beginning to see a new life in the euro. I mean, it's trading up close to 132, and that's pretty strong, and I even heard some recent predictions of it going much higher, and that they're not going to even worry about the euro until we get to 1.5 or in that level. So they're certainly anticipating the euro getting stronger, which means our dollar will become weaker.
But, of course, that means that the goods, the products produced in Europe will be more expensive. Mm-hmm. It means that as our dollar weakens, it means that certainly our products will be cheaper and we'll have a better balance of payments. But certainly the whole situation over in Europe is that they want a united Europe. they don't want any of the countries to take away. Basically, first, the European Central Bank now is going to start controlling the major banks. All of the major banks over in Europe, I think about 200 of them, are going to come under the direct control of the European Central Bank, which is the counterpart of the Federal Reserve System. It's a privately owned bank owned by the elite who rule the world. And when you understand that, you see the significance of what's happening.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Melody Cederstrom's our guest this evening. And if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, as of tonight, let's see. This is the 19th. This is the 19th. We have 11 days before the December ends. And then, of course, we go to the financial cliff. I've said to you, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, the Republican, has actually offered to raise taxes on everybody making over $1 million, because they really don't want that. Obama wants to raise taxes on everybody making over $200,000 a year, $250,000 for couples, but he doesn't want to cut any spending. And Boehner says, we've got to cut spending. The Democrats don't intend to cut spending. The Republicans don't intend to go along with this if they don't do something for spending. The Republicans have made concessions as far as the increasing taxes are concerned. I think the program that has been suggested by Boehner will raise about $1 trillion in 10 years. The program is suggested by Barack Obama will raise $1.6 trillion in 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we have that much of a deficit every year. They're not really trying. It's all smoke and mirrors. The average individual doesn't understand. They want to destroy our economy, or at least grind it down. They're not going to destroy it yet for a few more years. They need the financial and military power of the United States to bring about their one-world dictatorship. But down the line, they're going to destroy it. You cannot keep spending more money than you're taking in indefinitely without getting into hyperinflation and the destruction of the monetary system and the impoverishment of almost the entire population. Melody picked the story up. What do you think about the danger of the physical cliff or the physical abyss, as some people say?
Well, the fiscal cliff is not the problem. I mean, the problem is, yes, our taxes are going to go up. We knew taxes were going to go up for years and years and years. I mean, that was the outcome of all this. It all comes back to the beginning of the story with a fiat currency, with having a currency that is not backed by gold because there's no accountability, no coming out of Washington, and there's a day of reckoning that happens. Taxes are going to go up. They're not going to cut spending. Even if they do cut spending, they're going to, I mean, we have the Obamacare to come forward and all that expense and all these other expenses, because they're just going to continue to grow the government. And they're going to continue. I think what they'll do is I think they will come to some kind of agreement, but, you know, something that the people will accept, or you know, just to make men's meet. I think they're going to be focused more on gun control. I think they want this now to go away so they can refocus on other things. But it's not the fiscal cliff is not the problem. Our problem is we have too much debt that we won't be able to pay. We can't pay. We're broke. And that problem isn't going to go away. I think one of the bigger problems that there should be the main focus is the debt ceiling. Obama had wanted an unlimited time for the debt ceiling, have that increased unlimited. And I heard he had mentioned the other day that he was willing to come back to 2 years. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's a pretty good time frame. So I think a lot is going to happen in 2 years, and I think we're just about at the end of the rope.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how long can you continue borrowing money? Now, they tell us that the national debt now is about $16.3 trillion. I mean, that's what the government says. But, of course, it's how you calculate your debt. And if you ignore certainly all of the debt that you really have and just simply talk about money in, money out, why, you might be able to come up with $16.3 trillion debt. Remember, the debt ceiling we reached at $16.4 trillion. But according to John Williams, who is an independent economist, who is not dependent upon the government to get his paycheck, and who can tell you the truth, the real debt of the United States, according to the General Accepted Accounting Principles, that's GAAP, General Accepted Accounting Principles, the real debt of the United States, when we take in our liability for all those 79 million Americans who are going to retire in this next 18 years, is about $86 trillion. The money will never be repaid. There's no way in the world. That's more than the entire gross domestic product of the entire world today. It's only about $60 trillion, and our debt is $86 trillion, according to John Williams. I believe he's right. I believe the government is lying to us, and they know the whole system is going to collapse. But, of course, they want to hold on just a little bit longer. And then, of course, once they've consolidated the control over the Near East, the Middle East, they're probably going to have a massive war, and then they'll just simply destroy the value of our currency, and they'll say, we didn't do it. It was the war, and we were defending America. Without anybody pointing out the force behind the Muslim Brotherhood, we've been financing the terrorists and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood for many, many decades, creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the war, which, of course, at least will certainly justify the destruction of the value of our currency. Well, Melody, certainly, what do you get from your clients? I know you must be talking to people all day, every day. I'd like to know what the people you talk to are thinking. And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go ahead, Melody. What are you hearing from people getting in touch with you?
I think a lot of people are just waiting to see what's happening. I've never experienced the end of a year that's been just so sort of to the quiet side. We've had 1 minute it's extremely busy, next minute it's a little to the quiet side. I think people are just waiting. They're just waiting to see what happens. They're waiting to see how they're going to be affected next year after these decisions of, you know, are we going to have higher taxes? Are we not? And what's going to happen with this fiscal cliff? And to me, that's very dangerous for folks just to wait. And you do have those folks who are just a little bit ahead of the game, and they are doing something now. They are rearranging their portfolios. They're becoming a little bit heavier in gold. Gold is a great way to purchase and have for privacy. And so a lot of them are doing that. They're putting, if they want to keep their IRAs, they're converting a lot of their paper IRAs into gold and silver IRAs. And so some of them are doing that. But to me, it's a very unusual end of the year this time. We've had so much going on these past 2 months, you know, from the end of October, from the Hurricane Sandy, all the way through with the elections, and plus the holidays, and plus what happened last week, plus the fiscal cliff, and now people are going to be focused on other things. People are truly distracted with what is going on, and I think many of them, it's hard to believe, but I think there's more folks who believe in the Mayan calendar than they believe that our currency is going to be devalued, and they should be preparing against that. And I just think it's a mindset, and so many people are going to be hurt. You mentioned the baby boomers. You know, they have all that money sitting there in their pensions and in the Wall Street and stocks and all kinds of investments. And, you know, they're not going to allow all these baby boomers to walk away happy, you know, and wealthy. They're going to take that wealth. There's a lot of money sitting there, and the government needs it. And they can only bleed the American people so much. I mean, we can only pay so much taxes. And they will go in other places to rob. And, I mean, that's what they did in the 90s. They robbed the Social Security to pay for a lot of the debt. So we'll do it again. They'll rob pension plans. They'll rob IRAs for the baby boomers. And they'll stick them on an annuity and dole them out a monthly check.
Well, of course, basically, the people who are in annuities really are in the greatest danger because, of course, the value of the annuity is related to the value of the dollar. And when you're creating out of nothing $85 billion every single month, which is what the Federal Reserve is doing. Actually, they're putting in $40 billion, I believe, into mortgage bonds and $45 billion every month into T-bills. And they're just going to keep putting that money out, churning the money out. Part of it, they're buying the mortgage bonds is simply to stabilize the banks. Why do they want to stabilize the banks? Because the banks control the Federal Reserve System. It's a privately owned central banks, owned by the central banks, designed not to protect the American people or the value of our currency, but to protect the profits of the banks. And, of course, it's true in every one of the countries, almost every one of the countries. All the central banks are owned by the banks, and the banks are working, of course, to make sure that they will get their the yearly bonuses of $30 or $40 or $50 million. Of course, they'll be able to put it into special accounts and foundations, so they won't have to pay any taxes on it like the common people do. And certainly, the IRS doesn't go after the very wealthy people. They go after the little guy because they don't have the money to fight them, whereas the wealthy people can fight the IRS and they won't get anything out of them because they have designed the laws so that the people of great wealth will be able to avoid taxation. This whole thing is, of course, bringing the common people under control. And whenever you hear people talking about taxing the rich, don't you believe for 1 minute that's what really happens? That's how they got through the alternative minimum tax bill many years ago. Talking about those rich people who weren't paying their fair share, we're going to have an alternative minimum tax so they'll pay their fair share. And it was only for the very rich, only for the millionaires. And then, of course, as we had inflation, suddenly more and more people came under the alternative minimum tax, and suddenly if they don't do anything, as of course the 1st of January, there are going to be about 26 or 27 million Americans are going to begin paying this alternative minimum tax, which we were initially told was only for the millionaires. They lied then, ladies and gentlemen, they're lying today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, or we're in real trouble financially. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, and when we get back, we'll tell you how to get in touch with her.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Melody, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly, why is the price of gold going down? Basically, I would think the price of gold would be going up. We know that China is accumulating gold, and India is accumulating gold, and Brazil is accumulating gold. So why is the price of gold dropping? Here it's down, what, about 1670 today?
Yes, it's been a tough year for gold. Although we did start out at the year around, I think, low 1600, 1598, so still up almost $70 on the year. Certainly isn't what it's been in the past 10, 11 years. And, you know, you can look at it at several different ways. We know the manipulation is very strong when it comes to gold and silver. And it did try to take off during this last quarter, but again, I think there's been so many different focuses. Right now, we're going through a period of light trading, low volume because of the holidays. You also have option expiration. I looked at the calendar today, and it looked like platinum and palladium expired on Monday, and gold and silver are coming up later this week, first of next week. So that always has a play in the price of gold. And, you know, it's true manipulation. In the past about 2 months, I've noticed when the dollar got weaker and oil got stronger, you actually saw gold go down. And these were just two of the little items that you could look at to where it would show a stronger stronger gold price, and we didn't see that. So I think they're just suppressing the price or manipulating it down, and I do believe after the new year it's going to spring out of that. I think it's just an interesting it's things that I watch and I look at when I see gold prices either down or gold. There's usually some sort of relationship. Might not be tied directly to it, but there is a relationship. So very unusual trading for gold and silver.
Well, let's basically, of course, when you buy gold coins, they talk about AU gold coins. What are they talking about? And certainly, are AU gold coins better than other gold coins? And who does that sort of rating on a gold coin to call it an AU? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there, you'd like to have a question or comment. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the people who are not looking after their finances, tragically, an awful lot of them are going to get wiped out before this is over. What is the AU gold coin, good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, it's the basically the condition of the coin. It's about circulated, uncirculated. All your mint state coins, your MS60, MS61, MS62, they're all uncirculated coins. When you go into the designations of XF, extra fine, very fine, AU, BU, these are all circulated coins. So they have a lineage of condition, so to speak. Your AUs are almost uncirculated right before you go into the group of uncirculated, the mint state coins. I don't mind the smaller fractional pieces in AU condition, but when you get into your bigger pieces, I'm not fond of them because, now they do have a purpose and a place, but I think there's better choices at this point in time. The spread between a larger coin like a $20 Liberty or St. Gaudens in an AU condition versus a mint state coin, you're only looking at probably $20, $25, $40. And I don't think that's a big enough spread. I don't think there's enough savings in order to go into that circulated condition. You may as well get something a little more quality, something that's guaranteed, something that's certified, and no one can ever argue with you to the quality of that coin.
And basically that this coin is in some sort of a sealed container so that people can be certain that it's exactly what it's purported to be. Is that it?
Yes, they do come in hard plastic containers, and they are guaranteed by the certification companies to be that grade. So someone, if you have a Mint State 62, when you go to sell it, if you can't sell it back to whom you bought it from, and they cannot say, well, this is not a Mint State 62, this is a circulated coin, that
okay,
certification gives you that guarantee.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730, and ask about business opportunities.
Gentlemen, let me urge you to, whatever you do, do something. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, Melody. How can people get in touch with Discount Gold and Silver?
All they have to do is give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website, dgscoins.com, DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins.com. They can sign up for our weekly newsletter, and they can also listen to our radio program. We're live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and if you scroll a little bit lower, then they can see the archives on a daily basis.
All right, fine. Well, as you say, things are a little slow right at the present time. Is people just hanging on to their money, or they just don't want to be doing much over the Christmas season?
I don't know what they're doing. I just haven't figured it out. Like, we're busy, and then we're slow. It's very erratic. And certainly at the end of the year, certainly in the past, almost 20 years, just a very unusual December. And I just think there's so much going on. People are just waiting to see what's going to happen for the first of next year. They want to know how they're going to be affected by taxes. They're a little more prudent with their money because it is harder. Prices are more expensive. Their budgets are thinner. So it's very, very important that they know how they're going to be affected with taxes next year. And I learned a long time ago what people really shouldn't do is when you're looking to make an investment decision, You need to take taxes and penalties out of the equation, because many times that will keep people from doing a change in their portfolios that they should be doing. So try to take that out of the equation and don't allow the taxes or the penalties affect your decision. Many times people won't do something when they should because of those two reasons.
Well, of course, basically, as far as the taxes are concerned, we really don't know what's going to happen to the capital gains tax, to the estate tax. Now, of course, if nothing happens, the estate tax will go up. The capital gains tax will go up 20%. The estate tax will go from the in other words, you can have $5 million without being taxed down to $1 million, which will mean that an awful lot of people, certainly when they die, the government will end up with all of their money. So the thing to do is either spend it and have a good time or give it away. But the last thing you want is for the government to get hold of that. One of the big things is the alternative minimum tax. And we said earlier, 26 or 27 million Americans are going to get stuck with that. Of course, the Social Security and Medicare taxes are going to go up for the average individual. I think they've been taking about 2.5% of the, they were paying 6%, and they got down, they were paying 3.5%. But, of course, those are really going to go up considerably. And what they're really talking about is taking a lot of money out of circulation. And by suddenly taking a lot of money out of circulation, now they're talking about $109 billion cut in spending. That's not very much. They're talking about a $500 million increase in taxation and a $109 billion cut in spending. So we're really not going to cut very much in the way of spending. A lot of that's coming out of the military, which it certainly should. We're wasting way too much money. We're not defending America. We're actually promoting this one world government program. That's what it's all about. Until people understand we're wasting so much money, suddenly financing our enemies so that we can justify an all-powerful military. The trouble is we can't afford it any longer. And we've killed so many people throughout the world in phony wars. We're actually financing the terrorists over there in Syria who've killed 46,000 innocent civilians. We're financing the terrorists who are responsible for the death of 46,000 terrorists. Pardon me, innocent civilians. How many of those are children? I don't know. But I haven't seen President Obama crying for those children who were killed by the terrorists who were funding over there in Syria. Well, let's go to Michael calling us from Flint, Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. You have a question for Melody. But she, of course, comes from discount gold and silver. And it's vitally important that you understand that we are living in very, very uncertain financial times. The whole fiat money system here in America and throughout the world is beginning to crumble. And the vast majority of the people are going to be impoverished before this is over. Michael, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I wanted to ask her, does she think that... You know, we've like hit a brick wall as far as our, we can't even come up with a budget. So as far as the gold goes, right now it's at 1670. Is that because we, you know, they don't know what's going on and people are getting scared and then, they're just backing off. And I think those that hesitate will lose out. I think when the price is low like this, they should buy because I really see gold going up to about at least $2,100 to $2,400.
Okay, Michael, let's get Melody's thought. And of course, Michael is saying, you know, certainly he sort of thinks that the price of gold is going down because, of course, people are uncertain. I think personally it's manipulated. What do you think?
I believe it's manipulated, and you know, it is still a market. You do have, you know, certain trends that it will follow, just because it is a market. But I do believe that the main hand that keeps the gold suppressed is done by manipulation. They don't want gold to rise. They have to let it rise to some degree because it all has to fit together. And when you have the inflation pressures that we have over the years and the dollar losing its value, gold is the natural recipient of that. So They still have to let it rise to some degree. And I do believe they will lose control of that when you're looking about what will happen when our currency continues to weaken and we have these wars and you know, basically it will collapse. Yes, gold's going to go much higher. I think the prediction for gold will be much higher than 2100, 2400. I think that's where we need to go to catch up with inflation. That's where it should be trading today, just in the adjusted inflation term. But there's many predictions out there, 3,000, which I wouldn't hesitate to agree, and there's predictions of it going to 5,000 and possibly higher. I'm always will side on the let's get to 3,000 and let's see what happens. But 5,000, a very strong possibility, and I think we'll get there too. But let's get to 3,000 first, in the same way with silver. I think silver will follow. Silver will do very good. But let's see what happens when we get to 75 and 100. Could very well go over. And, you know, people look for higher prices in gold. We're all anxious to see higher prices in both gold and silver. But folks should really appreciate these levels of gold and silver. It gives folks an opportunity to get in. And as we see the prices get to that $3,000 level and 75 in silver, I can't imagine what will be happening around us. So, I mean, there's consequences. Yes, we see prices rise. It's a good thing for our investments. We're preserving our purchasing power. But
I got a question about the coins. I was buying silver at $7, $10. And so I would buy a lot of those coins that were, you know, just like, not the 60 and 61 and 62, stuff like that. And I could get that stuff pretty cheap, and the other stuff was a little more. And so when it comes down to it, where we end up needing to use it, won't it just be weighed out, the coins, you know, to where I'm sure that the worn ones will weigh a little less, but, you know, won't it just go by weight anyway?
No. It's markets, and people need to buy what's suitable for them. And, you know, those coins might not be suitable for you, and you've done very well with your investment. But some folks, you know, they can diversify a little bit more. It's okay to diversify into other things. It's how you do it and making sure that you do it properly. So, no, I think it's great. It's not going to be just weight. I hear every day there's people out there saying, oh, well, nobody's going to be around to buy those coins. You got to be crazy. Because the thing of it is, when you have a market, when you have your dollar losing value, what do you think people are going to scramble to? They're going to scramble to gold and silver, and there isn't a lot of product out there. There's not a lot of physical product out there. So every piece, doesn't matter what grade, it doesn't matter how you buy it, will perform, and there will be buyers for it.
Okay, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And, Michael, it sounds like you did very well. You just hang in there, and if I were you, I'd just accumulate more. That's all you can do at the present time. Anything else? Oh, we lost Michael. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, Ellie, is Melody Cedarstrom, and, of course, I think people have to understand these markets are manipulated. Now, it's illegal to manipulate the markets, but the people who are doing this are certainly the banks working in concert with the Fed, and they're all in odds together. Remember, the Federal Reserve System is not an agency of government. It is a privately owned central bank. It is owned by the bankers. It's not that certainly the government owns the Fed. It's the Fed owns the government. And this is the way that it's been for a long time. And we actually have a letter I found among President Roosevelt's papers, actually among Colonel House's papers. It was a letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House in 1933, and we make this available. Nobody's ever quoted this before, but we found the letter, we duplicated it, and basically President Roosevelt is saying to Colonel House, 1933, as you and I both know why, of course, the certain elements in the financial centers have owned the government back to the time of Andrew Jackson, and I'm not excluding specifically the presidency of Woodrow Wilson. That's what President Roosevelt wrote in October of 1933. Now, basically, of course, this was 1933. Andrew Jackson became president in 1833. So basically, we're talking about 100 years. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, these financial elements have owned our country since that time. Of course, President Roosevelt wrote that letter almost 80 years ago, and yet it's as true today as when President Roosevelt wrote that. We'll be glad to provide you a copy with the letter if you call us and request it or get anything from us, or we'll even send it to you if you don't get anything. It's important you understand everything is manipulated and everything is done certainly to keep people from knowing what's going on, because, of course, the people who control ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN and the Wall Street Journal and Fox, they're all in on this, and their purpose is to pretend there's a controversy between conservative and liberal, but the truth of the matter is they're all controlled by the same people. They all are tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness and the Council on Foreign Relations, Rupert Murdoch. Supposedly the conservative comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, as do the people who control ABC, CBS, NBC. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, hi. Well, I wanted to make a comment regarding the assassinations and the murders last week.
Well, we're really, you can certainly do that when we're talking that. We're not doing open lines tonight. We're trying to get people talking on the finances. But go ahead and simply make a quick statement. We don't want to get off on that. I agree with you. This whole thing is totally manipulated. And the solution, of course, is to arm the people in the schools, allow them to have a gun. If one person had had a gun in Sandy Hook School, there would not be 26 dead people. Go right ahead, Tim.
Well, I've been monitoring the major corporate news, CNN and such, for 2 days now. And I'm going to stay up all night here late. But I haven't seen this so-called assassin's face. Now, obviously, when we had the Bin Laden boogeyman for five, six years, 24 hours a day, you had the bearded man with the turban, the perfect boogeyman. But apparently, why won't they show you? I figure you know the infrastructures, TV, radio.
I've seen his face 50 times. Okay, I've seen his face 50 times, and certainly there are all sorts of pictures of him up on the Internet, so I suggest that you go to the Internet and you can see what he looks like, okay?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, fine. And certainly, but basically, they are certainly playing on our emotions, and there's an organized, orchestrated effort to use the tragedy to justify legislation. And basically, we do need legislation. We need legislation that allows people, the administrators and the principals of school, to have a weapon. And if somebody comes in there and starts killing children, why, of course, they should have the right to put an end to that. And time and time and time again, we find that people with a gun have been able to stop these slaughters from taking place. In fact, 2 days before the slaughter there at Sandy Hook Elementary School, in some place called Clackamas in Oregon, it was in a mall, somebody came in with an automatic weapon wearing a black mask and wearing a bulletproof vest, and he killed two people, wounded one. His gun jammed. Some fellow stepped forward with a pistol, advancing towards the shooter. And when he saw this man coming with a gun, he took out a pistol and killed himself. There were two people who died there in the mall, although dozens could have died. And, of course, there were 26 who died there because there was no one to protect them there at Sandy Hook School. And you need, ladies and gentlemen, to get this message out over and over again. What we need to do is arm the teachers, have armed people in the schools, because, of course, we've created a situation where we've taken morality and God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We have all these kids, so many of them on psychotropic drugs that produce homicidal tendencies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Prozac and Luvox and so many of these drugs do create homicidal tendencies. And the latest information is that the young man who committed the crime was on some sort of a psychotropic drug. Well, Melody, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree. I think the people who want all these controls, and we need to get God back into these schools. I mean, where are the churches? The churches have failed the people. And there's no accountability, no responsibility. And I still can't understand why there was a psychologist in an elementary school. I mean, that should tell everyone everything. And I think these psychologists who distribute drugs to these children and young adults, if they should be held accountable for their patients. I think it needs to be more. Somebody needs to start taking responsibility.
I mean, it said, you know, there are really millions of young people, millions of children on Ritalin today. Large numbers are on these psychotropic drugs. We've got to get them off of these drugs. And, of course, the reason they're on the drugs, well, it's just too hard to discipline them. It's about time we started disciplining our children and begin teaching them right and wrong and begin to make them understand there's a God they're answerable to. Our telephone number, once again, Melody, your telephone number?
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with Melody Cedarstrom.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Melody Cedarstrom, we're out of time, Melody. One more time, your telephone number, your website, and then we'll let you get to bed back there because I know it's getting late.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
Melody, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and we'll look forward to talking to you we'll look forward to talking to you next year. How's that?
Well, we talk tomorrow. We still have a program tomorrow.
We have a program tomorrow. We'll look forward to it then.
Well, we'll wish Christmas is tomorrow then.
All right, goodbye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Melody Cedarstrom. And basically, of course, Melody does support Radio Liberty, but I will tell you that she does a great job of looking after our listeners. Just one reason we're very, very pleased. We've had her with us probably close to eight to nine years, somewhere in there. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. And if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to mention we are trying to get my book reprinted. We probably have between 50 and 100,000 copies out, closer to 100,000. We want to do another large printing, and so this we can help to find. You can help us finance that by buying 100 books. Ordinarily, the book is $12.95. You'll get them for less than $3 each if you buy a case of them with 64 in it. And, of course, you'll get a free either 4-CD set or a free DVD along with that. If you let us know, I will get that right off to you. We won't bill you until we're ready to start the printing, and I realize this is a bad time to put forward something of this sort, but we want people to start thinking about buying a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, my book. And if you can get somebody else to go in with you, or a couple of people, but we want you to get those books out in circulation. You can sell them, you can give them away, you can barter them, do whatever you want, but suddenly get the book into people's hands, because in many instances it will change people's lives. And I look upon certainly my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, as one of the weapons we have to introduce people to a whole different way of thinking, and to an understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. So if you'd like to get a case of my books, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927, and then, of course, an excellent DVD, is the one, it's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. It's the address that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our conference here recently. And, of course, there he tells you just what the very real threat is. And this is not an imaginary threat. I will tell you that both the Republicans and the Democrats in the House of Representatives several years ago voted almost unanimously to appropriate the billions of dollars, several billion dollars, that so we could have protected our electronic grids from the threat of an EMP attack. And one person in the Senate held that up, and nothing has been done. And now, of course, the issue has more or less been forgotten, except by the people back in Washington, D.C., who know about the threat and are frightened to death. And you will certainly be well advised to get this DVD and watch it, and we'll send you, along with that, a monograph from the Heritage Foundation that says exactly the same thing. A couple of PhDs wrote it, and talk about the very real danger that if we suddenly were plunged back into the beginning of the 19th century without electricity, the whole structure of our society would break down. This is not imaginary. I will tell you the Iranians are planning on it. And if we go to war with Iran, that's exactly what I fear will happen. And believe me, the Iranians, why do you think they're working on their satellites and putting them up 100 miles in the air? And suddenly, I believe they already have the nuclear weapons. I think we're not telling the American people that. And this would be a catastrophe. Anyway, if you're interested in getting a case of the books, or you're interested in getting that CD or that DVD, or interested in both, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk on population control, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk certainly on the world revolution, and certainly on the dangerous deception. They're all available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Through the prairie, through the ocean. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For this evening, there are going to be the views of Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter from Israel who lived there for 30 years and covered so much of the corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government that he came under personal attack. There were threats on his life, and as a result, he had to move to the United States. And, of course, Israel's loss is our gain. We have to try to have Barry on every week to keep us abreast of what's going on in that part of the world. Barry, go right ahead, and what's we going to be talking about this evening?
Yeah, this is going to be a little confused on my part because it's really quite a topic. Just so you know, after too long a time, I am going to become an American. My bank threatened to cut me off, and Homeland Security threatened to, I don't know what they can threaten me with, but they, you know, not having a bank account is pretty good threat right then and there. Well, one thing led to another, and I'm convinced my wife, lovely woman, but not easy, that she will sponsor me finally. So that's it. I'm changing citizenship. I'll have a, no, I'm not. Bypass. I'll have three of them. Anyways, it adds up to three different passports in my life coming up. But the American one counts. Now, not exactly in honor of this, but I really don't say a lot about America. I'm a visitor here. I don't want to tick off my host and all that kind of stuff. But I'm gonna bring up a subject that, well, let's just say I got a lot of help this week. Now, just an overall look at what went on. There was a nasty little massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. I think the average massacre is about 20, I guess. This was bigger than average by a bit. I just have to compare Israel, where every weekend, practically every kid 18 up takes a machine gun home. I used to come home from the army. I could have slaughtered the whole neighborhood in theory, I suppose, if I had such compunctions. There's never been a massacre. And this after 60 years of young kids carrying machine guns, what the hell is happening in America? Okay, that's, now, it's just something I noticed. It's starting to be noticed as well. On the very day of Newtown, well, Hillary Clinton, your Secretary of State, oh, well, I'll get to that point in one second, I suppose.
All right, fine. Well, I think they're already very, very concerned about what's happened at the Sandy Hill Elementary School, and certainly out there in Newtown. But, of course, I really believe in my own heart that the legislature of Connecticut is responsible, probably more than anything. And the reason for it is...
Well, I'm going to dive into that.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at Radio Liberty. Barry, you go right ahead.
Yeah, the very day of Newtown, in the afternoon, the tiniest little news item, it was
29 minutes Newtown and 30 seconds that the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had the flu, and she dehydrated. And then she got a concussion, and that's what happened. She got the flu, dehydrated, and had a concussion.
Well, no, she had to fall, but she fell, and then she
of course, that caused the concussion. All right, I left out one section. She dehydrated, fell, and had a concussion. Neither here nor there. I don't necessarily buy into that, but that's not the point. It, what was mentioned on the news was because of this concussion, she would be excused from testifying at the Benghazi Commission. I believe it's congressional. Now, today, the Republicans noticed that she wasn't there and raised a big fuss about this. What do you mean she's excused? And they were told to let her off, you know, because she had a concussion, and they were cussing about that. Nonetheless, you have to understand that this Benghazi thing is Watergate. It is a tremendous scandal that has to be suppressed, putting it mildly. And Hillary Clinton would not be a good witness, and she doesn't want to go there, and Obama wants to stay in power. What you have, by the way, with the Benghazi issue, it seems pretty straightforward. Live from Libya, the White House was watching this attack. In the movie room of the White House, they were gathered together. Hillary brought the popcorn and well, Barack was kind of shy, but he managed to get his arm slowly around her and his head on her neck, and they watched their ambassador to Libya get slaughtered before their eyes. All right, this is what... Look, you've got two Navy SEAL officers swearing they were told to step down. Do nothing to save this embassy, and this was being watched by, well...
Hold that thought, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and just Barry Shamish is talking about what happened with the Benghazi incident, and of course with the death of the American ambassador and of two or three of the support people there. And of course, Barry is simply saying that this whole tragic incident was being watched in the White House. It was being played there on video. And of course, this whole thing, in my estimation, was staged. Why it was staged, I'm not sure of the exact details, but I do know that certainly it would have been very easy to have sent support. And naval officers have testified under oath they were ordered to stand down. In other words, don't send support, don't send any other special forces in. Leave those people there and they're going to be killed. All sorts of excuses given, but certainly you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are part of the elite that runs America, human life has no value, and basically they kill people indiscriminately. They mean they send our boys overseas to fight and die in no-win wars like Vietnam. I was personally told by the American ambassador to Laos, the William H. Sullivan, by a four-star Marine general, Lew Walt. They both told me we could have won the Vietnam War in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. We were never allowed to do that. But we didn't go there to win a war. It was a great diversion. And perhaps I think Benghazi is exactly the same thing, but at least they only lost three people. But go right ahead, Barry.
I wouldn't say it's the same as Vietnam, but nonetheless, it was shown by satellite to the Secretary of State and to the President, and it's a very, very big scandal. I don't have to explain the moral issues. If he really ordered the SEALs to step down, there's a huge, huge scandal in the making. Now, what they've got, Hillary Clinton was... we are told going to step down as Secretary of State of her own volition, we were told. And replacing her, the choice was Susan Rice of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And the Trilateral Commission. Go ahead.
She was formerly
a member of the Trilateral Commission before she became the ambassador to the United Nations. But go ahead.
Well, you know, you can do this, you know, Clinton's husband. Hillary is not a CFR member, but her husband is. And I suspect there's more to it than that she's not listening to the CFR. Nonetheless, Susan Rice is the scapegoat, the patsy. She was sacrificed to save Obama. She said is, well, the scandal, the big scandal, she misspoke and said that an American-made video was the cause of the attack on Benghazi. That turns out not even to be true, but it's also not a huge scandal. The huge scandal was who gave the order to step down. That is many, many times greater than Susan Rice misspeaking about why there was an attack. But they turned that into a little itty-bitty little scandal, and she resigned. Now, who is she replaced by? Well, Susan Rice in 94 was the chief foreign policy advisor to John Kerry of the CFR. I keep repeating this, but you'll get the idea. It looks like Kerry is going to replace Susan Rice, who was going to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Now, I spoke about Newtown. I'm not saying I can't prove it, and it sounds a bit far to say that thing wasn't, well, natural. That it was, well, let's call it timed to take the public mind off what's really going on with this Benghazi Commission, which should be the main story of America. Now, I can't prove that. What I can prove is Obama, he was shown how to choreograph wiping tears from his eyes, and this phony emotion, you could see right through it. Again, I'm going to say it again. This should have been the week of the Benghazi Commission, but, well, it didn't happen because there was a terrible slaughter in Newtown. Again, it's going too far, but it's sure the timing bothers me very much personally, okay? Just leave it at that. There was something about this massacre that I didn't like one little bit, and that something is that America has done similar things in the past. Now, this week, I received, I got a couple of emails from Robert Morrow. He is from Dallas. And he sent this to me, and I'm going to read part of it, and we're going to see exactly what's so bothersome about this massacre. All right, the headline read, Lyndon Johnson ordered Israel to attack the Liberty on June 8th of 1967. And it's about a book. It is called Operation Cyanide. Why the bombing of the USS Liberty nearly caused World War III by Peter Hunnam. Well, I have plenty to do with that book. And, of course, no one gives me credit. I'm starting to get a little paranoid about this. Me and Peter worked together. Now, in case you don't know who Peter Hunnam is, he was a really big BBC reporter. And he broke the Vanunu scandal. If you recall, there was a worker at the nuclear power plant at Dimona named Mordechai Vanunu, who stole all kinds of stuff to prove that Israel has the bomb in Dimona. And it was broken in by the BBC, by the Sunday Times, by Peter Hunam. Now, here's the main point why this book, according to Robert Morrow, is essential reading. What he says is, well, what he says is what I've said. By the way, did you receive my book, The Galley?
No, I haven't got it yet. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Holy cow, that's a long time. All right, neither here nor there, you will. One of the chapters is my article on the Liberty. And there were some
people. Well, for our listeners out there, in case they don't know, it was in 1967 that some sort of an intelligence ship was off the coast of Israel, and it was attacked by Israel warplanes, and every effort was made to sink it and to kill all the men on board. About 35 were killed, and I don't know, probably many dozens or were wounded, but the ship didn't go down. And of course, this then, of course, was used to vilify Israel without understanding that certainly this was really ordered by President Johnson with Robert McNamara's certainly going right along with this. They wanted to sink the USS Liberty, and then they were going to claim that the Egyptians had done it so they could go to war with Egypt, just exactly as we had to convince the American people that the Twin Towers came down because of the terrorists over there in Afghanistan. That's where we had to go to war with Afghanistan. But they always have to have an excuse for going to war. That's how we got in the Spanish-American War. That's how we got into the First World War, the Lusitania, and a couple of other things. But, ladies and gentlemen, certainly the sinking of the Liberty failed. Fortunately, the men survived, but they were all threatened. We've actually interviewed many of them, and they were threatened with being sent to prison for the rest of their life, or worse, which, of course, they knew they would be killed if they ever told the truth about what happened that day on the USS Liberty. I've talked to the people who survived the attack. It was ordered by an American president on an American ship to kill all the Americans on board. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, here's Robert Morrow's comments on the book by Peter Hunam. Here's why I know Lyndon Johnson ordered Israel to attack the USS Liberty, and that the goal was to blame it on Egypt and justify the USA entering the Six-Day War on the side of Israel so the USA could bomb and take out Nasser of Egypt. The nuclear-loaded strategic air wing at Beale Air Force Base in California went on alert between 3.5 and an hour and a half before word apparently got to Washington that the USS Liberty had been attacked by unknown forces. And by the way, only the orders of the President of the United States could have put the nuclear air unit on high-level alert. This was before, just before the Liberty was attacked. Now, what Peter Hunam got was a B-52 captain. His name was Jim Nanjo. He testified, to the BBC again and to Peter Hunam, that this red alert was occurring between 2 and 4 a.m. Pacific time. The attack on the Liberty happened at 5:30 a.m. Pacific time. In other words, an hour and a half before, America went on high nuclear alert.
And they wanted an excuse to go to war, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it was all about, isn't that right?
They knew they were going to war.
Sure. Unfortunately, I personally believe God intervened. The ship didn't go down. I think probably the reason is because the Israeli pilots didn't really believe in it. They weren't doing a very good job, probably more intentionally than. And of course, as a result, the Liberty survived, and that we didn't have an excuse to go to war. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus. Barry, go right ahead.
Right. Now, let's go back to the book. As a matter of fact, let me tell you how to get it. It's at Amazon. It's called Operation Cyanide by Peter Hunem. It was released in 2002. And in short, he's got testimony that this was pre-known. This attack before Israel did it was known at the highest levels in the American government, and they put they put an air command on high nuclear alert. And this is what Robert Morrow wrote me. He says, "I believe that Lyndon Johnson gave express orders for Israel to attack the USS Liberty, and I believe that Lyndon Johnson gave express orders for the Strategic Air Command to go on red alert 2 hours before the attack begun." All right. Now, that sort of got me going, and, well, it's a subject, and I'm finding tremendous agreement on my point of view. And the part I don't, well, the part I don't like is Peter Hunem and I, we work together on this work. In short, well, I remember one of the contributions. I had an Israeli Air Force pilot who said he dumped his bombs rather than hit the Liberty. And I also told him that Nasser was his killing stroke at age 51 was no accident. And I recall him looking at me shocked, and he says, "You know, a lot of Arabs think that." But more to the point, look, lest anyone believe that all this work is borderline and there's no recognition in the controlled mainstream media, Peter Hunem really was going to be my breakthrough. One of my many disappointments in life. He was working for the BBC and the Sunday Times. He read my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, and phoned me in Israel, and we met. And he was going to do something on the, first of all, the Vanunu revelations. That was a worldwide story. He had a huge scoop with that. But he was, well, what he said is my reporting on the Rabin murder is the correct version of the facts. And he had bought my book. I gave him a copy of my new tape. We used tapes in those days of Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. He phoned me and he told me it was a tour de force. That his words. He committed himself to pursuing the Rabin murder in whatever form he can to expose the truth. Oh, the disappointments in my life. Needless to say, he was stopped. Everyone was stopped. When you get into these subjects, what should have really broken me as a writer to the mainstream, there are some insidious forces making sure that doesn't happen, okay?
Well, the thing is that if you work for the controlled media and you tell the truth, they'll get you. I mean, I've actually talked to people working for the media who told me they cannot tell the truth. If they did, they'd get fired. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry is talking about the gentleman who wrote the book on the attack on the USS Liberty, Peter, and how he was going to certainly get to the bottom of a lot of the things Barry was working on. But, of course, because he was employed by some of the major media in Great Britain, he was actually told he could not go ahead and do that. Would that be a fair assessment?
I haven't got a clue. I would say that's a fair guess. It always struck out at the highest editorial level. And I'm not going to go through a history of this, but that one is, I'm being followed, okay? Hunem should have made the documentary, and he wasn't allowed to. I'm the best known unknown writer in Israel. They're making sure of that. They made sure of that. It didn't work completely, but nonetheless, Now,
but look, you've got hundreds of thousands of followers over there in Israel, Barry. I'm sure to you, a lot of people over there really do agree with your positions on a number of controversial issues.
Yeah, well, I fought for them, okay? They didn't come easy or cheap. But nonetheless, I began my little report on the Liberty as Huna was doing his report, and I passed on the knowledge back to Huna. I started a correspondence with two officers of the Liberty. And, oh, and by the way, they're just like Israelis. They could not accept the conclusion. My information had Johnson giving the order to attack the Liberty. And part of that reason was Hunum. His information matched mine, and we were working independently. Now, these officers just couldn't accept that the President of the United States tried to kill them. All right, no matter what, Israel did it. It was talking to a wall, all right? And I guess it's wall in Israel, but whatever makes the mind deny things, it works on Americans just fine, all right? Now, the standard, even Israelis, have to ask, what the hell was our Air Force and Navy doing attacking an American ship? All right? It doesn't matter who you are. That has to be explained. Now, look, there's the standard pro-Israel line. In English, this was the one taken by the Loftus and Aaron's book, The Secret War Against the Jews. And within that, the authors assert that the Liberty was intercepting Israeli military messages and funneling them to the Syrians. The Liberty officers vehemently denied that, and frankly, I believe them, way more than Loftus and Aaron's. But the fact remains, the part, well, you had yourself a sinking, and Israel faced the inquiry. The Government Commission of Inquiry, the Liberty didn't just go down. 37 sailors died, and there was a big government that commission which exonerated Israel for anything to do with the Liberty. It was all a big mistake, and we're sorry, and that was it. Israel totally exonerated. You know who ran that a commission? John McCain's father.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if that would be Admiral McCain, but ladies and gentlemen, they can't let the American people know the truth. They can't let the Israeli people know the truth, that they were using the Israelis to kill Americans. And so but this came from Lyndon Johnson. We have a four CD set where I actually interview people who were on the Liberties, sailors who for 20 years lived in constant fear because they'd been told they would be sent to Leavenworth or killed if they ever told the truth. And eventually they did come forward and tell the truth. One of the best four CD sets we have is simply on the USS Liberty. We also have two DVDs, one put together by the people who went through that day, another by people over in Great Britain who put together an excellent, I think it was BBC, put together an excellent DVD. There's no question. The president wanted to kill all those Americans so he could have an excuse to go to war.
Just the like BBC DVD was by Peter Hunnam.
Well, it really was. Okay, fine. Well, we have that. We offer that. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have the British BBC DVD. We have certainly, and then we have the 2-4 CD sets. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Actually, we have one 4-CD set and two DVDs, but go right ahead, Barry.
More to the point, how they protect each other. Look, needless to say, John McCain is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm not sure about his father, the Admiral. I would guess that he's with that crowd as well. Nonetheless, Israel, well, the commission, in short, exonerated Israel. And the, needless to say, right-wing, left-wing, Republican, Democrat, they all look out for each other. Now, oh my goodness, my research. When I started writing a bit about this liberty, I received a report. I'm going to read the report. I may write this up into an article. I may include some of this. I quote from, I believe it was from Reuters. All right. June 8th, 67. During the Six-Day War between Israel and the Arab nations, President Lyndon B. Johnson sends the USS Liberty to collect electronic intelligence in the Eastern Mediterranean. The clearly marked U.S. ship was 14 miles off the coast of Israel in international waters. Israel's aircraft identified the ship as an American vessel and an ally. At 2 p.m. that afternoon, the USS Liberty was attacked by two unmarked Mirage 3 fighter bombers. The USS Liberty, and then by three Israeli torpedo boats bearing Israeli flags. The torpedo boats opened fire with high caliber machine guns and launched torpedoes. The boats then began strafing life rafts in the water, an international war crime. During the attack, the USS Liberty continually called the Sixth Fleet, which was nearby, begging for air support. Two groups of fighter aircraft were sent to defend the Liberty, but unbelievably, they were recalled by the White House. This is Benghazi. You have the same scandal.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Sammis, and simply I'm reading from Reuters, an article in Reuters written back at the time of the strafing and the attempt to sink the USS Liberty. And of course, this was all certainly engineered by the White House. They wanted to kill the Americans so that then they could say to the American people, oh, look how terrible it must have been the Egyptians. We've got to attack Egypt. And so they were looking for an excuse to attack Egypt, just like on September 11th, 2001, they wanted an excuse to attack Afghanistan. Well, they didn't get an excuse to attack Egypt because, of course, the USS Liberty survived. But they did have an excuse to attack Afghanistan, and we sent our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die in another senseless war and to kill tens of thousands of innocent Afghan civilians. But I've never noticed President Obama weeping for them. Go right ahead.
Well, once again, you've got the same thing. Way back then in 68, McCain stood over what should have been a devastating. I mean, Johnson. What I know about Johnson, what I got from Robert Morrow. Oh, by the way, Robert Morrow phoned me last night. We spoke about this, and he is convinced the U.S. Well, everything, the Kennedy assassination. He says it's all Johnson, and he's got some very serious charges to be made, putting it mildly. Now, what he told me, he gave me a little background. He said that Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, I could have checked this, but I'll bet you anything, CFR 2,
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
All right. I mean, it's the same gang that brought us Benghazi. Now, of course, they covered up. Well, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara was contacted by the officers of the Sixth Fleet, and they wanted to go in and protect the Liberty. And he answered them. He told the admiral. And what he said about Admiral McCain, that is a little too close to beheading a commission if you're an admiral, because the Sixth Fleet was ordered by Robert McNamara. Here's the quote. "I want that goddamn ship going to the bottom." That's the quote from Robert McNamara. Now, what is going on? Now, the first thing, what he told me, I'm going to do Robert Morrow, even though I agree with this, is that the Americans love sinking ships to get involved in wars. It's just a political pastime. The Lusitania brought the United States into World War I. The nasty Germans attacking a passenger ship that was filled with all kinds of ammunition, but nonetheless, that got America into the First World War, and the Maine was sunk to in Cuba to get the Spanish-American War rolling. And in 64, President Johnson needed a pretext to commit the American people what was a covert war in Southeast Asia and Vietnam. So the Gulf of Tonkin incident was staged, claiming that Vietnamese patrol boats had attacked a U.S. destroyer off the coast of Vietnam. And that led, of course, to 60,000 American lives being lost in that stupid war. Morrow told me things I already knew. All right, I already knew this, but neither here nor there. Johnson was not above faking an incident with a ship to get involved in a war. And that's what happened in 64 in Vietnam. That's how America, in case you folks don't recall this, that's why you got involved in Vietnam. The sinking in the Gulf of Tonkin was a fake. And all I can say is Robert Morrow told me all these things that I already knew. And, well, he read the Hoonam book, and Hoonam, I don't know if he affected me or I affected him or whatever, but the fact remains that Johnson wanted the Egyptian president Nasser out. He wanted him out. Nasser was a Soviet agent, not even agent. He was an ally. He was turning the Middle East and the influence of Egypt pro-Soviet. And as Johnson saw it, Nasser had to go. And if it involves sinking and killing 250 sailors, well, that's just the price we're going to have to pay to take over Egypt. Now, why America lost Egypt, there's a whole background, but what it comes down to is in 1956, Nasser had this great idea to dam the Nile and create a dam and then enough electricity to run Egypt forever and ever. He asked the Americans to pay for it. They sent an engineering team, and what they discovered was that the dam would serve no purpose at all. Meanwhile, killing off all, by holding back the silt, all right, little by little, the silt will collect behind the dam. That's what's going on right now. The dam's going to become useless in 20 years, unless they figure out some, I don't know how they're going to get rid of the silt myself, okay? But what the Nile Delta was fed by the silt. Most of the fish of the Eastern Mediterranean fed opposite the Nile Delta, and that produced the ecology and all kinds of bigger fish. Ate the ones that ate the silt, they'd all be gone. That's what the Americans discovered. And Eisenhower, well, it got even worse. Besides destroying most of the fish life of the Eastern Mediterranean, farmers would have to use chemical fertilizer to replace the silt. And one of the great storehouses of antiquities would be drowned. I mean, Egypt just lost so many antiquities. And all the while, Egypt had enough oil, and still does, to produce the electricity without this crazy dam. Eisenhower said, no, Nasser threw the Americans out. In case you folks don't remember that, Americans were thrown out of Egypt, and the Russians were invited back in. There, I hope I'm, you know, you could have forgotten that with all the chaos and craziness in Egypt today. You might have forgotten that until Nasser was killed and Sadat replaced him, America was uninvited to Egypt. Now, this is why, in the mind of LBJ, it was a terrific idea. Let's use this war. Get them to sink a boat. We'll attack them, throw the Russians out, and get us back on a diplomatic track our way. You know, that sounds so clear to me. It just sounds so clear to me.
But I mean, I'll tell you what the thing is, that Perry, even though it's true, I believe exactly what you're saying. The average American cannot believe that the people who run our government would be that evil. The truth of the matter is they are. But it's not our government. It's their government. We have an invisible government that really runs things, and they're the ones that are doing these terrible things. And once people understand that, why, they're much more willing to accept the truth of the story that you're telling. Go right ahead.
And that Peter Hunem, again, go to Amazon. I'll spell Hunem for you. H-O-U-N-A-M. That's how you spell Hunem, Peter. And get a look at this book, this cyanide book of his. Now, I'll bet you I don't even get a passing mention in that book, and it really ticks me off, I must tell you this. But nonetheless, I did know Peter Hunem, and he was a tremendous advocate of mine, and his promises never came true, but nonetheless, he sure liked my research. He admired my work, and coincidentally or not, we came to very many conclusions, same conclusions, on the liberty. And I believe that his film, and I believe if you look at your BBC DVD, you will see that it's done by Peter Hunem. It reaches this conclusion, this very conclusion, that it was Johnson who attacked and the effect on Israel. I'll talk about that later. I'm going to come back and tell you what effect that had on the Israeli chief of staff, the IDF chief of staff, who ordered the sinking of the Liberty. That was Moshe Dayan. And what became of Dayan? Well, for one thing, after Israel won the Six-Day War, a few days later, he turned over the Temple Mount to the Jordanians, to the Waqf. Instead of Israel planting its flag, well, let's just say it would have made so much more sense. Just why have a festering thumb in the middle of Jerusalem when you've already won it? Dayan made sure that the Jordanians got the Temple Mount and not the victors of the Six-Day War. And, well, you know what? I'm going to return to this because, well, maybe I'll just tell you right now. It was Jimmy Carter in 1977 of the CFR. By the way, every character in this little tale is of the CFR. Jimmy Carter forced Menachem Begin, the new Prime Minister of Israel, in 1977 to make Dayan his foreign minister. And boy, were people in Israel ticked off about that. I was at Hebrew University at the time. Everyone was furious about that. This was after the Yom Kippur War, when Dayan just about lost the country. Just about lost the country of Israel. And then suddenly Jimmy Carter wants him to be Israel's a foreign minister. The fact is, he was a stooge. He was bought and sold by Johnson. He couldn't open his mouth. He was totally blackmailed, totally. And he got Johnson, he got Begin eventually. Well, I could go through that process, how they got to Begin. In short, Begin agreed to give Egypt back the whole Sinai. The whole thing, with not a grain of sand left to Israel. The effects of that you can see today as the Sinai for that stupid peace accord, which is now effectively dead. The Sinai is nothing but a smuggling route to Gaza. That's what that peace did. That's what the liberty led to. It was a total disaster for Israel. A total disaster. But let's go back to my original, believe it or not, there is an original thesis here. What's going on is that Susan Rice was chosen to be the scapegoat. And brave Susan Rice stood before the cameras and said, gosh, I'm sorry I made that mistake about this little riot we had in Benghazi. And, well, I'm not going to become Hillary Clinton's successor. Nope. Instead, who is going to become the successor as Secretary of State to Hillary Clinton, who is retiring, by the way, for no reason? She wants to spend more time with her family. Okay. But who is taking over? By all reports, it's John Kerry of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, as for John Kerry, first of all, Susan Rice, CFR, was John Kerry, CFR, his chief foreign policy advisor when he ran for president in 94. So you're not giving... This job isn't changing hands. Right, it's staying in the exact same hands. Now, this Kerry. You know, people thought he was Irish. In 94, when he ran for president, people thought that he was Irish and Catholic. Now, it turns out that his father's name was not Kerry. They changed that. It was Cohen. He was 100% Jewish on his father's side. How did he forget that? All right. This is a disease. Madeleine Albright forgot that she was raised by her Jewish family in London during the war. Somehow you forget that your family's real name was Cohen and that they hid it from you, and that's why you never knew that you were half Jewish. You've got a major, major problem. Why did he hide that? Now, John Kerry wasn't just minor, how do we put this, peacenik. He was extreme radical peacenik. His campaign manager was Alan Solomon. He was an executive of Peace Now America. You may not know what Peace Now is. It is the organization that is attacking Israel from within, and it gets a ton of money from America. That's who Kerry's advisor, the campaign advisor, was in the last election.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all, but you know, there are certainly Jewish people who hate Israel and doing everything they can to undermine it, because those are your Sabbateans you talk about.
Go right yes, ahead. I was getting there.
Okay, fine. Well, go right ahead.
Okay. The Cohens came from East Silesia. That is on the German-Polish border. They were a very successful business family.
Oh, well, I guess we're out of time. We'll be back
darn.
In just a moment. But basically, I'm sure if you get some of the Barry's writings on Sabbateans, you'll begin to understand what this is all about. Well, Barry, unfortunately, we didn't get all that story out. Maybe we can next time. But why don't you? We got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
We got enough of it out. You're getting the idea. Look, I'm becoming American, and I don't want to repeat here, but boy, do I have suspicions about Watertown and Benghazi and the CFR. But you get my new book, The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's at lulu.com, my brand new book, www.lulu.com. You write in my name, Chamish, or the book, The Stinger, Not the Stung. And you know what? You can go to www.barrychamish.com. That'll take you to the new book. It has been sent, and it's been over a week. But it was sent over a week ago. A very rare edition. The gallery for the new book, well, you know all about it. I wrote about it. It's the mistake-filled galley, but it's going to be worth some money, hopefully, if I, in some way, am remembered.
Well, I hope that it will be as good as your previous books, and I'm really looking forward to getting it. But sometimes this time of year, things are a little bit slow. Could be here any time. Okay, you got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, I guess I can't really add much more to that, only that I have an ally out there. His name is Peter Hunem. He's got a book on the liberty. He comes to the same conclusions as I do in my writing, and he adds new facts. And it's called Operation Cyanide. That's the name of his book. Have a look at it. It's Hunam. There, I plugged him. I plugged him enough. He didn't plug me. That's the one thing that Robert Morrow's letter to me was, come on, guys. It's about time that I got the respect I deserved. There, that's about it for me.
All right, well, I want you to hang on for just about 30 seconds so that we can get your website out to all of our listeners out across America. And, of course, whether or not that we have this little segment in here, about 3 minutes, where we only have a couple of stations listening, but as soon as we get back, we'll have all of the stations online. And then, of course, you can get out your website and mention that you do have a PayPal button at the bottom of the pages, and that they can donate to you. So just be patient. Hang on. We'll be back.
How much time will I have?
Hold that thought. Well, you've got about 40 seconds.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Barry. Go ahead and put out your webpage, tell people how they can get your articles, how they can get your books, and, of course, how they can get your PayPal button.
Books, go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. Write in my name, Chamish, Chamish. It'll take you to the books. The new one is The Stinger, Not the Stung. My website is barrychamish.com. I do have a PayPal button, and I'm awfully grateful for anyone who keeps this enterprise of mine going. It's at the bottom of the main page.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Barry. We'll try to talk to you, then, if not next week, the week after that.
You got it.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was Barry Chamish, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to us. If you agree with us and you're in a position to help financially, we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not financially able to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And then, of course, we certainly want to mention, once again, we are trying to republish my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get a case of the book for $150. That's less than $3 a book. And, of course, you will actually get a free CD, 4-CD set, or a free DVD if you get the case of books. And certainly, if you can share them with somebody else, why, this will help us. We want to get this book reprinted, and we want to give you something that you can use as a weapon. Because if you can get people to read this book, at least in many instances, it's changed the lives of the people who've written it. So again, if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, I do mention we have other DVDs, recent ones. Certainly, we have my talk on population control, The Covert Agenda. On Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. On The World Revolution, that's my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, where he'll tell you how we brought Fidel Castro to power, intentionally put Fidel Castro in power, knowing he was a communist. And it's a fascinating talk. And, of course, you'll hear Ambassador Earl Smith, my interview with him. We have an interview with General Lew Walt. That's a Marine general speaks. And then, of course, we have my interview with Norman Dodd, The Desperate Deception. The Desperate Deception simply goes into the fact that Norma Dodd was the director of research for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And what did they find? Why, they were funding communism and Marxism throughout the world. I mean, where do you think the money comes from for all of these radical movements? And then, of course, who's funding the world terrorist movement today? The Muslim Brotherhood? Why, we are, of course. That's how you get an enemy. You fund them. But most people don't understand. Well, all of this information is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The Desperate Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd. A Marine General Speaks, my interview with 4-star Marine General Lew Walt. And certainly, World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, going into, and of course he will tell you, we knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and that's why we brought him to power. And if you doubt that, you need to get, of course, the book written by David Rockefeller, his memoirs, on page 405, where he tells you he's part of a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States. That is his words, not mine. You can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to find out about the Rockefeller Foundation, the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Foundations, Their Power and Influence is still available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. And if you're in a position to get the case of books, that's even better, because now you'll have something to either sell to people or give to people to change their lives. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're here in the right place, in the right seat. Hope you can stay all 3 hours. It is Wednesday, December 19th, and it's a major day. A major day because we are going to discuss the end of the world scenario, the Mayan scenario, may give you a totally different perspective. And that will happen at 7:30 this morning. We have a guest joining us from Mexico who is down there for the celebration, who says it goes according to a spiritualist calendar. So we'll talk to him at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the drugs that fuel the violence with the pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to get his take on what these drugs do and why people need to be concerned about them. Also, at 9 o'clock, we are going to talk to Fabian and get his take on this scenario.